Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind, and today we'll continue with part two on how to manifest wealth and riches through the power of the mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, and I'm also known as Cheryl Savage. I'm also known as the Hypnosis Queen, a certified hypnotherapist since 1991, and I'm also an ordained minister through the full gospel of Jesus Christ, life coach and past mental health specialist for the state of Illinois, where I resigned in 93 from the Department of Mental Health. We have a lot to go through here today, and if you just stick with us here, it's just going to get better and better. I got a lot of things to cover. I have done hypnosis for over 20 years, and I have hypnotized people from all walks of life for everything imaginable, from lose weight, stop smoking, overcome depression, reduce stress, pain, anxiety, freedom from addictions, and much, much more. So before we get right into where we left off last week on how to manifest wealth and riches through the power of the mind, there is a couple things that need to be addressed. I do appreciate your questions and comments. I really do. And I had several comments and questions, three of them actually, that were all very similar. So I want to address that. And by the way, do not think that any comment or question is really silly or stupid. If it is really, I will ignore it if it's not related to the subject. But there was the similar ones, and I want to address those. I will say that in the early 90s, my forte was past life regression, as my clients taught me that past lives are real and strong emotions are actually carried over into future lives. And it doesn't really matter what I think or believe. I appreciate all my clients, and my clients have taught me a lot. They've taught me a great deal about the power of the mind. And it doesn't really make any difference. What I believe is what is in your memory banks, deep down inside of you, especially strong emotions and beliefs that are carried over into your future lives. Those old beliefs and feelings that you carry will stay with you until you release them or change them. Have you ever heard anyone say to you, did you grow up with things such as money is the root of all evil? Or you don't deserve to be rich? Or there is only a limited amount of money in this world and there is not enough to go around for everyone? Or you may have heard things such as the rich are lonely or miserable or evil people, and so on and so on. Well, if you have heard such things as these, then you've been lied to, and maybe they believed it is why they told you these kinds of things. But there is more than enough for everyone in this world to have all that you want and need. In my previous shows, I talked about money in a past, it was just kind of a skim over the surface kind of thing on manifesting riches. And I didn't get into it because I even understand the mind more now today than I ever have ever in my life. I will be 57 next month, in about 3 weeks actually. I'll be 57, and I have more of a grasp on the mind than I ever have had. So I've talked about money is not real, because it's not. Remember me telling you this, that only about 4% of all the money that's actually used, that's spent and received, is actually printed, handled, and even seen. The other 96% is just numbers. 96% of all the money, quote, money, unquote, that we spend or receive, that we handle, it's just numbers. It's electronic. It's electronically sent, or they're printed on a piece of paper, such as when you get your bank statement. They don't send you a bag of money saying this is what you have in your account. They send you a statement on a piece of paper with numbers on it. You take your debit card or credit card and you swipe it to pay for your groceries, or you make a payment with it. And so what happens is those numbers are moved electronically. You need to understand that money is energy. everything in this world is energy. And I wasn't even going to get into this to start with this show, but we're going to have to address it, and I'm going to just do it very briefly. Everything in this world is energy, good energy or bad energy, but everything is made up of energy, including money. Money is energy that we use. And 96% of this is printed on paper, or is it is transmitted electronically. So when you receive your paycheck, you have a number written on a piece of paper. You take that piece of paper and you go to your bank, you deposit it, and it adds that number onto your balance so that your balance on your statement then increases that much more. When you pay for something, you simply reduce the number in your account and you reduce the number of the amount that you actually owed. Are you following me here? So money is energy to use. Some people don't think that there's enough money in this world to go around so that we could possibly all have everything we ever want and need. Well, that's not true. We do. And if you read Bob Proctor's book called You Were Born Rich, it's a very good book. But you need to get past all these negative myths, lies, and conceptions about money and know that you can have all you want and need. Perceive it as energy and not as a thing to own or possess, but rather to use. And next, if you imagine for just a moment receiving, let's say, I'm going to give you a real brief example here. I want you to imagine receiving a check for $3 million. That's a substantial amount of money. I want you to imagine for just a moment you've just been handed $3 million. What is the first thing that comes into your mind of what you're going to do next? Now, I don't know about you, but I would make a beeline for the bank to get it into the bank so I could spend it. Because you cannot take that $3 million check and go around and say, I have $3 million, so I want to buy these $200 worth of clothes. Do you understand what I'm saying? The other thing is, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you think and feel, oh my gosh, I have $3 million? What is the first thing then that comes into your mind within the next minute of what happens and how your life is going to go? Just imagine that scenario for just a minute. Do you scream? Do you cry? Are you overjoyed? Or are you just silent? As Publishers Clearinghouse says, are you a screamer or a crier, or are you a silent person? So let's say you go to the bank and you get the money and you put it into the bank. What happens next? What in your mind, what is the first thing that comes to mind? Because these comments and questions I thought were a little disturbing. And basically, this is what I'm getting. I'm getting, they don't feel that they deserve to be rich. What do you do about that? One of them said, what if I don't feel like I deserve it? Or how do I not feel guilty about being wealthy when all my family really has so little? I thought that was sad. If you become very wealthy, then if your family has so little, then you should be so happy and joyful that you would be able to share it. Or are you disturbed by your fears that you have a very large family and they're going to come and maul you to death over trying to take the money away from you? Or will there be family feuds and fights and everybody wants some? One said, I want to be wealthy, but if I am, I feel really guilty. I'm not really sure where that comes from, but it goes back to these very strong emotions and feelings that we carry over from one life to another. And so what I'm going to suggest here is if you really do want to be wealthy, if you have a burning desire to achieve great wealth or riches, or if you just want to have more than you do and not struggle any longer, then get past all these guilty feelings and fears of what if, you know, you would get money, how is your family and friends going to react? What if I don't feel like I deserve it? Okay, so we need to get past all this so that we can all move forward here. You need to get past all the negative feelings and negative thoughts that you have so that we can all move forward in achieving what it is that you really want. So there are obviously, when you have those kinds of thoughts, those are embedded maybe growing up in your home, the things that you've heard and learned. Or maybe it's strong emotions that's been carried over from past lives. Either way, that means there are some blockages or blocks in your electrical system, in your belief system. So we need to release these blocks, get them removed. One of the things that I suggest that you can do is that you go to, I have a channel on YouTube. It's called The Hypnosis Queen. If you go to youtube.com/The Hypnosis Queen, you can listen there, look through the videos I have uploaded, and I have a full free version of a hypnosis session on there, which is Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health. That is to help you to forgive yourself and forgive others for any negative thoughts, negative feelings, any harm you've brought to yourself, or anything that is keeping you from getting whatever it is you want. It involves a lot in that session, and it is a full free version that you can go to and listen to. I would suggest that you listen to it 3 times back to back. So it is a full free version. It's totally free. You don't have to do anything to listen to it. It's on there for your listening, but you will have to go to youtube.com. That's youtube.com/thehypnosisqueen. If you want to own it and have it, because I have a lot of people that tell me that's one of their favorites, it makes them feel good. If you want to own it, then you can go to CD Baby, that stands for compact disc, cdbaby.com/artist, Cheryl J. Savage, and that is CHERYLJSAVAGE. Okay, and then if you go to cdbaby.com, you can download it to your computer for $9.99, and you can have it on CD, iPhone, iPod, or wherever else you'd like to have it, so that you can listen to it on a daily basis if you'd like. That's to help you to free yourself from blockages in your system, free yourself from guilty feelings that you've carried within yourself. It will clear the blockages from your electrical field and your system. It will set you free and give you the freedom to feel and think that you can be, do, and have anything that it is that you want. Are we good yet? Okay, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. You can also send a text message to my phone, which is at 217-473-5412. 217-473-5412. You can send a text message or email me, either one. I appreciate your comments and your questions, but please keep it short. I don't have time to read your book. I'm sorry. And I have gotten those, and I just don't have time to do that. Okay, let's pick up from where we left off last week. What I've done, I've taken a little bit of the best authors out there on becoming rich and wealthy. So we will all together embark on this journey together to achieve our own riches and wealth. Some of the readings that I would strongly suggest, if you are really very serious about acquiring more wealth or more riches, having more, even if you have plenty, but yet you have a lot of bills and you're just simply not receiving enough. If you want to have more, or you have nothing and you want to receive more, then stick with me here because we're going to get there. I would suggest that you read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, the original 1937 version, also The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. Those are two very old and classic books, but they are full of really good and rich content, and I strongly suggest that you read those too. Also, another one that's very good is The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. That's one of my favorites. Another one that is very in-depth, and if you've not read any of these books here that I've suggested so far, there is another one called The Master Key System that may be a little too advanced for you. The Master Key System by Charles Honnell is a very old document that's come back into circulation. It was taken out of circulation, I think, back in the late 1800s. sorry, I got a frog in my throat. It was taken out of circulation, and actually it was Bill Gates who dug it up while he was in college. He dug it out, read it, studied it, and I think he quit college, as a matter of fact, but the rest is history there. The Master Key system is very good. It's very in-depth. Another one that's very good and I love is by Rhonda Byrne. She's got two new books out called The Magic and The Power. And I'm going to give you some information basically on both. Or actually, a little bit. It's the best of all these. I also suggest that you read You Were Born Rich by Bob Proctor. That's really very good, too. Last week, I gave you the story from Think and Grow Rich. It was how Edwin Barnes became a partner with the greatest inventor that ever lived, Thomas Edison, who had, Edwin Barnes had no money, had very little education. He had no influence, but he did have a faith. Faith is not something you have. It's something that you do. He had faith and the will to win. He had a burning desire to work with Edison, and so he did. Okay. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill said, when riches begin to come, they come so quickly in such great abundance that one wonders where they have been hiding during all those lean years. This is an astounding statement. And all the more so when we take into consideration the popular belief that riches come only to those who work very hard and long. Now, I can tell you, it is not from working hard and long. It is all riches, all wealth, all start within the mind. The universe is within you, and you are in this universe. So if you have not seen the movie, it's on CD called The Secret. And I actually think you can access that online, maybe even on YouTube. I would strongly suggest that you watch that, called The Secret. Rhonda Byrne was one of the people that put The Secret together, and a few other great people on there. Bob Proctor was one of them as well. I would strongly suggest that you go and you watch that. But you will find, and come soon to learn, that if you stick with us here, you're going to find that all real wealth begins in the mind. So when you begin to think and grow rich, you will observe that riches begin with a state of mind, with definiteness of purpose, with a little or no hard work. You and every other person ought to be interested in knowing how to acquire that state of mind, which will attract riches. So that's why you're here, is to learn how to acquire the state of mind so that you can think yourself rich. Is it possible? Absolutely. Napoleon Hill spent 25 years in research analyzing more than 25,000 people because I, too, as well as him, we all wanted to know how wealthy men become wealthy, how they get that way. And as soon as you master the principles of this philosophy and begin to follow the instructions for applying those principles, your financial status will begin to improve, and everything you touch will begin to transmute itself into an asset for your benefit. Impossible? Not at all. One of the main weaknesses of mankind is the average man's familiarity with the word impossible. He knows all the rules which will not work. He knows all the things which cannot be done. So Napoleon Hill's book was written for those who seek the rules which have made others successful and are willing to stake everything on those rules. Success comes to those who become success conscious, and failure comes to those who indifferently allow themselves to become failure conscious. The object is to help all who seek to learn the art of changing their minds from failure consciousness to success consciousness. Another weakness found in altogether too many people is the habit of measuring everything and everyone by their own impressions and beliefs. Some who will read and believe that no one can think and grow rich, some will believe that no one can think and grow rich, and I will tell you that if you're one of those people that think that, I don't believe you'd be here listening right now, and two, If you really think that, then you're going to be right. My friend Greta Alexander used to say, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right. The power of the mind. Okay, Napoleon Hill says, some will believe that they cannot think and grow rich. They cannot think in terms of riches because their thought habits have been steeped into poverty, want, misery, failure, and defeat. These unfortunate people remind me of a prominent Chinese who came to America to be educated in American ways. He attended the University of Chicago. One day, President Harper met this young Oriental on the campus, stopped to chat with him for a few minutes, and asked what had impressed him as being the most noticeable characteristic of the American people. Why, the Chinaman explained, the queer slant of your eyes. Your eyes are off slant. And what do we say about the Chinese? Actually, we refuse to believe that which we do not understand. We foolishly believe that our own limitations are the proper measure of limitations. Sure, the other fellow's eyes are off slant because they are not the same as our own. Okay. I've got a lot of notes here. I'm going to try to stick with my notes so I don't get too much off. If you do not know the story of Henry Ford's fortune, I'm just going to tell it to you very briefly right now. Let me read you and just this really short, quick version of Henry Ford's fortune. Actually, this is a true story. Millions of people looked at the achievements of Henry Ford after he arrived and envied him because of his good fortune or luck or genius or whatever it is that they gave him credit for Ford's fortune. Perhaps one person in every 100,000 knows the secret of Ford's success, and those who do know are too modest or too reluctant to even speak of it because of its simplicity. A single transaction will illustrate the secret perfectly. A few years back, Ford decided to produce his now famous V8 motor. He chose to build an engine with the entire 8 cylinders cast into one block, and instructed his engineers to produce a design for the engine. The design was placed on paper, but the engineers agreed to a man that it was simply impossible to cast an 8-cylinder gas engine block in one piece. Ford said, produce it anyway. But they replied, it's impossible. Go ahead and stay on the job until you succeed, no matter how much time it's required. Well, the engineers went ahead, and there was just nothing else for them to do if they were to remain on Ford's staff. 6 months went by. Nothing happened. Another 6 months passed, and still nothing happened. The engineers tried every conceivable plan to carry out the orders, but the thing seemed out of the question. Impossible. At the end of the year, Ford checked with his engineers, and again, they informed him that they had found no way to carry out his orders. Ford said, go right ahead. I want it, and I'll have it. They went ahead, and then, as if by a stroke of magic, the secret was discovered. The Ford determination had won once again. Now, the story may not be described with minute accuracy, but the sum and substance of it is correct. How many times have I told you that what you seek seeks you? Henry Ford is a success because he understands and applies the principle of success. One is he has the desire. Desire is very important, knowing what one wants. Remember last week I gave you one simple exercise, and that was for you to write down 10 things that you want, 10 things that you really desire to have. And maybe it's just a lot of money. But no matter what you put down, I then instructed you to write down why you want it. Put down your whys. Why do you want it? And if you did that, I want you to eliminate everything on your paper except the two most important whys. And if you do what I tell you to do, when you're writing this, that desire for whatever it is that you want grows stronger and stronger and becomes more and more clear as you're writing it out. So even if you put something that you thought you wanted, but you don't really have a good, strong why you want it, then eliminate it. So the two strongest ones you're going to just hang on to. Desire is the most important thing, because what you want isn't going to be just something that you want. You're going to grow a burning desire for whatever it is that you really, really, really want. Okay, so knowing what one wants is one of the most important things that you can do. That's the first thing you've got to do, is figure out what it is that you want. Now, have you ever heard the phrase, you are the master of your fate, captain of your soul? Well, I have said that repeatedly in my past shows, that you are the master of your fate, you are the captain of your soul. When Henley wrote the prophetic lines, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul, he should have informed us that we are the masters of our fate, the captains of our souls, because we have the power to control our thoughts. Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm afraid I'm going to run out of time here, so I'm going to move forward just a little bit. And what I want to do is I'm going to go back into some of Rhonda Byrne's stuff, because it's really good stuff. We're going to examine the principles, but I want you to maintain an open mind or a spirit of open-mindedness and put them to work for your own benefit, and you will find it very easy to do. All I ask is that you just try. When people come to me and they tell me they have a health problem, and I tell them, have you ever been hypnotized? They say no. If you want to be hypnotized and you just simply try, use the power, that power within you, capture that power. If you simply try, you will find that you can not only do it with ease, it is easy, it's simple, and you find that you can succeed at it, and people are always amazed, always amazed. And the question I get all the time, if it's that easy, why isn't everyone doing it? Well, our life is full of choices. We have free will. So that was your first excitement last week, was decide what it is that you wanted, what it is that you so desire, what it is that you can create a burning desire for. Because what you create a burning desire for, I'm going to show you how to actually achieve it. If there's something you really, really, really want. When we do hypnosis, I am just simply here to guide you. You do all the work, and the work is in your mind. When we are healing the body, I've talked many times in great depths about the power. It doesn't make any difference what your religion is. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. Just know and realize that there is a higher power in this entire world, if not the entire universe, and I'm sure it's through the entire universe. And I tell you that Christians call it God. Scientists call it source or source energy. Some refer to it as the universal light of life's energy. But it is a power. And with that power, in my hypnosis, I guide your mind into kind of like, I can't really describe it. It's just something that you have to experience. But you're pulling in this power, concentrating it, and imagine it as white light. You bring it into the top of your head, run it into and through every single cell in your body. And when you do this, it makes all the dark energy within your body dissipate. So anytime you have anything in your body that doesn't belong there, whether it's a disease or an illness or an injury, then you have dark energy. So I tell you to simply pull in this light. I guide you step by step for 45 minutes, actually, into bringing in this white light to guide it through all your cells. And when you do, it dissipates the darkness. So when you have something wrong, you have this dark energy. When you bring in the light by simply thinking it, the dark energy dissipates. It's just like if you walk into a room that's pitch dark. You want to get rid of the darkness, you flip on the light, the darkness dissipates. It disappears. It didn't move somewhere else. It's gone. Well, this is the same thing, but we've talked many, many, many times about this higher power. There is a higher power. I don't care what your religion is, but it doesn't matter. Just know that there's a higher power. You call it whatever you want to. So we've talked a lot about this power. Just know that it is real. Alexander Graham said, what is the power? Alexander Graham Bell, I'm sorry. Alexander Graham Bell said, what this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists. Scientists have proven this power exists. Now, we have universal laws, and I've talked about these universal laws in the past. These universal laws work for everyone, all the time, every moment of every day, of every week, of every year, for everyone without exception. You either learn how these universal laws work and you work with the universal laws to have whatever it is that you want, or you can choose not to and try to work against them, and you'll really get nowhere. So if you have listened to my past shows here, then you know the power of the superconscious mind, which I have talked about many, many times, what it is and how it works. The power of the superconscious mind, just I'm going to tell you briefly here, it is the spiritual part of you. And the spiritual part of you is pure energy. It's pure energy. It is a part of this higher power. You are a part of this phenomenal higher power. So the superconscious mind, where all your power lies within you, is the superconscious mind, which is pure energy, which is the spiritual part of you, which is in every single cell of your entire body, which is makes it very easy for me to understand how one can heal very quickly. If you don't believe it, you don't want to try it, then you will not heal yourself with the power of the mind. If you don't know whether you should believe it or not, and you just simply try it, you will find that it works. I healed my shattered bones in my right arm 2 years ago with doing only hypnosis, nothing else, no surgeries, no metal, anything. My arm was simply healed completely within 12 days. Does it work? Absolutely. So now we're going to use this power that's within us to now attract and manifest what it is that you really want, whether it's money, more money, riches, wealth, or something else, a new car, a new house, whatever it is. The power on the Emerald Tablet, 3000 BC, it was written, it is the power is the cause of all perfection of all things throughout the universe. Francis Mulford was a 19th century New Thought author. He wrote, there is a supreme power and ruling force which pervades and rules the boundless universe, the boundless universe. You are part of this power. Okay. Rhonda Byrne says, and she has two books, The Magic and The Power. She wrote in The Power, people by the tens of millions throughout the world have learned to change their lives using the power. She said, you are meant to have everything you really want and need. Everything you really want to be, do, or to have has always been closer to you than you knew, because the power to everything you want is inside you. Just stick with us here and you will discover something incredible about yourself. You will experience the magic of life in its fullness, and then you will have an amazing life. Everything in this world is made up of energy, and everything in this world is either positive or negative energy. Your thoughts, feelings, actions, relationships, finances, health, and so on and so on and so on. It is all energy. Now, you have good days and you have bad days. Everything is energy. Everything is good or bad, negative or positive, right or wrong. I have instructed you very carefully and closely in the past shows on how to control your thoughts and get rid of all the negative thoughts. I think you might be go. You go back to one of my past shows. I think it is called How to Get Rid of Negative Thinking. Okay. I can't remember. I was going to try to pull it up real quick, and I'm not finding it, but it has something to do with controlling your thoughts or how to get rid of negative thinking. I have an exercise, a simple thing that you can do, a very simple little thing that you can do that simply is just getting a thin rubber band, putting it on your opposite arm that you, the opposite hand of your dominating hand. So if you write with your right hand, then put it on your left wrist. Every time you have a negative thought, you simply snap that rubber band on the underside of your wrist and make it hard enough that it hurts. You know, not so hard that you're going to have a, you know, your skin splitting open, you know, a few days, but simply pop it hard enough to make it hurt. And if you are honest with yourself and you discipline yourself so that every time you have a negative thought, you snap that rubber band and then you replace your thoughts immediately with something positive, like a positive affirmation. Actually, negative thinking is nothing more than a bad habit. It's just a bad habit, and habits can be broken. A habit is just a chronic pattern of behavior. So you can break that habit and start replacing it. And sometimes when things are not going your way or not going well, and you don't like the way things are going, instead of just sinking down and feeling depressed and feeling like crying, you may have to work at it. I mean, you know, snap the rubber band and start doing the affirmations. Start praising, just praising all the good that you have in your life. Start thinking, making a list of what you're actually grateful for. It changes the energy within you, all around you. It changes everything immediately. So you can get control of this energy. You can get control of those negative thoughts. But that's, if you have not ever done that, then I would strongly suggest that you do that. That is your exercise number two. Wear the rubber band. Every time you have a negative thought, simply snap the rubber band and stop the negative thinking and replace it with something positive. I would suggest just a simple affirmation that you start filling your mind with. Instead of letting your mind control you, you become in control of your mind. And it's very important that you master your mind and get control of the thoughts that you think if you're ever going to achieve and receive what it is that you really, really want. So an affirmation, a simple affirmation that I would suggest is something like, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Now, if you sink down into depression real quick because someone hits you with bad news, you can't sit there and say, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. I mean, say it with momentum. Say it like you mean it. Say it with emotion. And even if it's really difficult because it's just like something that hits you below the belt and takes the wind out of your sails, then you might say, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And then try to say it louder and firmer. But you will find that your energy becomes stronger and you can say it louder and your voice will even grow stronger. Say it until you can scream it out. Say it until you can scream it through your mind or scream it out the rooftop of wherever you're at. Okay. Rhonda Burns says, most people who have a good life don't know what they did to even get it. But they did something right. They used the power. Love. There is a universal law called love. The law of love. Now, love is a very powerful force, a powerful, positive force of life. Love is the cause of everything positive and good. When you love, you are using the greatest power in the universe. Love is just not just a feeling. Love is a powerful, positive force. Nature's great powers, like gravity or electromagnetism, are invisible to our senses, but their power is indisputable. Likewise, the force of love is invisible. It's invisible to us, but its power is in the force far greater than any of nature's powers. The evidence of it, of its power, can be seen everywhere in the world. Without love, there is no life. what would the world be like without love? Well, you wouldn't exist, and there wouldn't be a single human being. There wouldn't be any electricity. There wouldn't be any buildings, and there wouldn't be any homes. There wouldn't be any books or paintings, because all these things were created from love. Robert Browning said, "Take away love, and our earth becomes a tomb. Love is the force that moves you. The positive force of love can create anything good and increase the good things and change anything negative in your life. Everything you want to be, do, or have comes from love. Without love, there would be no positive force that moves you or motivates you. The power of love is inside you. But if you have the power over your life, and that power is inside you, why haven't you been able to do everything that you want to do? And why haven't you received everything that you want to have? Why isn't your life amazing? Well, because to harness this positive force, whether you harness it or not, every day of your life, every moment of your life, you make a choice without exception. Every time, every single time that you experience something good in your life, you loved and harnessed love's positive force. And every single time you experience something not good, you didn't love, and the result was negativity. Love is the cause of all the good things in your life. And the lack of love is the cause of all the negative things and all the pain and suffering in your life. Many people ask, I believe in God, but why are these bad things happening to people? By the time that we get done through this series of shows that we're doing here on how to manifest wealth and riches, you're going to come to understand why people have bad things happen to them by the time that we're done. I studied it for years. Okay. Tragically, a lack of knowledge and understanding of the power of love is clear in people's lives in the entire world and the entire history in humanity. Love is the most powerful and still unknown energy in the world. I'm going to stick with Rhonda Burns here for just a little bit. You are receiving the knowledge and understanding of the one and only power to all the good things in life. And you will be able to use it to change your entire life. But first, you must understand exactly how love works. The universe is governed by natural laws. We can fly in an airplane because aviation works in harmony with those natural laws. The law of physics didn't change in order for us to fly, but we found a way to work in accordance with the natural laws, and by doing so, we can fly. Just as the laws of physics govern aviation, electricity, and gravity, there is a law that governs love. To harness the positive force of love and change your life, you must understand its law, the most powerful law in the universe, and the law of attraction. The law of attraction is actually love. One thing you need to understand is that all the universal laws all work together. And if you study the main six universal laws, actually I should say seven, the main seven universal laws, you will find that all the rest of them will fall in together. If you follow the main seven universal laws, then they all work in accordance with each other, and so the other ones are very easy to accomplish. The law of attraction, which has become the household word in America in the last few years, the law of attraction is about love. The law of attraction from the greatest to the smallest. The law of attraction is what holds every star in the universe and forms every atom and molecule. The force of attraction of the sun holds the planets in our solar system keeping them from hurtling into space. The force of attraction in gravity holds the universe and every person, every planet, every mineral on Earth. This force of attraction can be seen in all of nature, from a flowing attracting a flower attracting bees, or a seed attracting nutrients from the seed attracting nutrients from the soil, to every living creature being attracted to its own species. The force of attraction operates through all the animals on the earth, fish in the sea, birds in the sky, leading them to multiply and form in schools and flocks and so on. The force of attraction holds together the cells of your body, the materials of your house. Every object that you use is held together by the force of attraction. Attraction is the force to draw people to people, clubs, nations, sports, different styles of music, clothes, and so on. Okay, I just had a message on my phone. I was checking, sorry. Attraction is the force to draw people to people, clubs, nations, so on. And it's force that draws you to your friends and the people that you love. What is the force of attraction? The force of attraction is the force of love. Attraction is love. When you feel an attraction to your favorite food, you're feeling love for that food. Without this attraction, you wouldn't feel anything. So all foods would just be the same to you. And without this attraction, you wouldn't be attracted to another person or to a certain city or a certain type of house or a certain car or sport or music or job or clothes or anything else. Because it's through the force of attraction that you feel love. And the law of attraction or the law of love are actually one and the same. The law of attraction is the law of love, and it is the old powerful law that keeps everything in harmony from countless galaxies to atoms. It is operating in everything and through everything in the universe. And it is the law, it is this law that is operating in your life. It works for everyone, all the time, without exception. In universal terms, the law of attraction says like attracts like, which means in simple terms, in your life, what you give out, you receive back. Whatever you give out in your life is what you get back in life. Whatever you give by the law of attraction is exactly what you attract back to yourself. Imagine a pendulum. One side is giving, the other side is receiving. When you give, you will receive. It's universal law. You give positivity, and you receive back positivity. You give negativity, and you receive back negativity. How do you give positivity or negativity? Through your thoughts and your feelings. Remember, I said first you've got to get control of your thoughts, the thoughts that you think. And if you get rid of all the negative thinking, what do you think your life would be like? Simply refuse to participate in negative thinking and your life will change. I guarantee you it will change. So how do you give positivity or negativity? Again, through your thoughts and your feelings. In any moment, and even right now, you are giving out positive thoughts or you're giving out negative thoughts. Now, in the past, I may have said it's either positive or negative or indifferent, but that's not true. It's either positive or it's negative. It's one or the other. If it's not negative, then it has to be positive. If it's not positive, it has to be negative. You are giving out positive feelings or negative feelings, and whether they're positive or negative will determine what you receive back in your life. All the people, circumstances, and events that make up every moment of your life are being attracted back to you through the thoughts and the feelings that you're giving out. So even if you're a good Christian and you go to church on Sunday and you don't ever lie and you don't steal and you try to do everything that's right, and then you think you're a good person and you know you're a good person and other people think you're a good people, but then you have all these horrible, tragic things happen to you. You have a lot of health problems and you have some financial problems and you have some relationship problems. What is it that's going on in your head? Because that's where all your power is. That's the power that you're creating. That's what you're sending out into all the universe. And I've told you in the past that your thoughts, every thought that you think, goes out and permeates and penetrates all of space for at least 250,000 miles. You are a magnet. You are a human magnet. So even if you are a good person and you do things right, you seem to do everything right that you're supposed to do, but if you're thinking about your friend who wronged you or did something bad to you or borrowed something and broke it and won't fix it, and you're dwelling on that day and night and you're just dwelling on it for hours upon end, and you got into it with them and you became very angry with them. It was just a moment. It was just a few moments that you became angry because in your mind you had the right to do so because she borrowed your diamond ring to wear with her dress and she lost the diamond ring out of it and she doesn't want to pay for it and that was special to you. You know, you're responsible. You're the one that loaned it. But you give your friend heck because she ruined your ring. Because you lost a dime, whatever. You know, and so you dwell in this maybe for days, maybe for weeks, maybe for years. And so you have all these very strong negative feelings that just keeps going over every single time you even look at a ring or someone mentions your friend or so on. Then you're going to attract a lot of negativity into your life. Do you understand this yet? Whether you're positive or negative is going to determine what you receive back in your life. All the people, circumstances, events that make up every moment of your life are being attracted back to you through the thoughts and the feelings that you're giving out. Life doesn't just happen to you. And I know that and I believe that. You are co-creator because you are a part of God. God is a part of you. Call it whatever you want. Source energy, you know, if you're not a Christian, you're another religion, call it whatever you want. But you are a part of this greater positive power. Life is full of choices. You have free will. Life doesn't just happen to you. You receive everything in your life based on what you're given. Jesus said in Luke 6, verse 38, "Give and it will be given to you. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return." What you give, you receive. It's very simple. What you give, you receive. Give help and support to a friend when he's moving, and surely that help and support will return to you in lightning speed. So if you think it's okay to hate someone, I'm here to tell you it's not. Not if you care anything about yourself, because it is impossible to hate someone. It's impossible to do wrong by someone by simply hating them, because the only one that you're actually hating, it's impossible to hate someone, because when you put this hate out for that person, you think it and you feel it, but what you're actually doing is you're hating yourself. And every time you even think about it and have those negative feelings, it's like you drinking the poison and hoping the other person gets sick. They don't. They don't feel anything. So if you give anger to a family member who just let you down, and that anger will also return to you clothed in circumstances of your life, you are creating your life with your thoughts and your feelings. So if you want to hate someone and you think, I don't care, I justify it, I have really good reasons why I hate that person, let me tell you, if you want to hang on to those negative thoughts and feelings, then you're the only one that's going to get sick. And if you don't care anything about your health, then just keep right on hating them. You are creating your life with every thought and your feelings. Whatever you think and feel creates everything that happens to you and everything you experience in your life. I'm going to tell you that again. Whatever you think and feel creates everything that happens to you and everything you experience in your life. If you think and feel, you are going to have a difficult and stressful day today, then you will attract back to you all the people and the circumstances and the events that will make your day difficult and stressful. If you think and feel that life is really good to you, you'll attract back to you people, circumstances, and events that will make your life really good for you. And if you get rid of all those negative thinking, all the negative thinking, and you really focus on just a few affirmations, like every day and every way I am getting better and better, or every day and every way my image of myself is getting better and better. You know, if you just focus on a few affirmations each day, maybe two or three affirmations, and you repeat them, let's say 10 times a day, 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day, you will see your life start changing in lightning speed for the better. Get rid of all your negative thinking and focus on only the good thoughts, the good feelings. Your thoughts lead to your feelings, and your feelings lead to your emotions, which leads to the circumstances in your life. So if you think and feel that you are going to have a very difficult and stressful day, then you will attract back to you all the people, the circumstances, and the events that will make your day difficult and stressful. But if you think and feel that life is really good to you, you will attract back to you people, circumstances, and events that will make your life really good for you. You are a magnet. Just think of yourself as a human magnet. If you want to think and talk, gossip about people and talk bad about the world economy and the president, and if you go on and on like this, then you're just going to become a big crap magnet. That's all you'll be. And then you'll wonder why all these bad things happen. Why did you hit a deer with your car? Why did you wreck your car? Why did your dog get run over? Why did, you know, someone hacked into your bank account and took all your money or whatever? Remember, you're a magnet. And you either can be a crap magnet or you can be a very positive force that attracts back very positive energy. The law of attraction is unfailingly giving you every single thing in your life based on what you're giving out, period. You magnetize and receive the circumstances of wealth, health, relationships, your job, and every single event and experience in your life based on the thoughts and the feelings that you're giving out. Give out positive thoughts and feelings about money, and you magnetize positive circumstances, people, and events that bring you more money. Did you hear what I just said? Give out positive thoughts and feelings about money, and you magnetize positive circumstances, people, and events that bring more money to you. Give out negative thoughts and feelings about money, and you magnetize negative circumstances, people, events that cause you to have a lack of money. The universal laws work for everyone, all the time, without exception. As surely as you think and feel that the law of attraction is responding to you, it doesn't matter whether your thoughts and feelings are good or bad, you are giving them out and they will return to you as automatically and as precisely as echo returns the same words that you send out. We're going to get cut off here, and so I'm going to stop right here. One thing I was going to tell you is, if you will either email me at the hypnosisqueen@aol.com, or you can send me a text message, 217-473-5412. If you're interested in joining a community, which will be a support, it will be a support group where we get online conference calls once a week. We'll start off once a week that to give each other the help and the support that you need in order to achieve the goals and desires, whatever it is that you have. If you want to stay focused and use hypnosis to achieve, focus on the things that you want to accomplish, to be, do, or have, then go to cdbaby.com/artist/CJSavage, and you will find Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. You can download it for only $9.99. It's on there for a limited time for $9.99 right now. but send me an email or a text that you're interested and send me your email. Just your email that you want to join this community, and we'll have a number established very soon. Thank you for joining me, and come back next week. And if you're on chat, I will answer to your chat online.